This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The Atlanta suburb that calls itself Georgia's hometown is getting bigger, population-wise. According to the latest report from the U.S. Census Bureau, Alpharetta, Georgia is the sixth fastest-growing city in the United States. John Lawrence of WABE News has been covering this story and joins me now to talk about Alpharetta and its recent expansion. Thank you so much for coming in.
Anytime.
Well, Alpharetta's population rose about 4.5% between 2011 and 2012. Are other areas in Georgia seeing boosts like that or anywhere close?
Not that big. Alpharetta is the only city in Georgia that made it onto the Census Bureau's top 15 for that most recent data. And it's certainly one of the more popular spots in Georgia recently.
Is anyone sure exactly what has been causing this growth?
A few things, but the main one is a lot of technology jobs. Alpharetta officials are calling it the Technology City of the South. And they've got more than 600 tech companies within its 22-square-mile border. And they've got a technology commission that includes a lot of high-up tech executives.
So these tech jobs that have been moving into the city now for at least a decade, a little bit more, was this the result of a big civic push?
Yes, I think officials were doing that. I think they know that the area, because of its other things like the good school system, they're able to bring parents or people that want to have kids in the future. That's an area that they know that they've got that good background. And so they were pushing for businesses of all sorts, but technology seems to be the one that seems to be sticking out a little bit more. And the area overall has a lot of benefits. And officials, city officials, the mayor, and so forth, they're using that as one of the carrots to bring people to the area.
You spoke to Alpharetta Mayor David Bell Isle. He doesn't seem surprised that the area's population is rising.
No, not at all. Largely because of those tech jobs. And Alpharetta also has a very good reputation for good public schools. They're also building up their downtown area. And that construction project should be wrapped up by summer of 2014. It's going to include a town plaza, a small park, parking, and avenues and sidewalks. And it's a friendly city. Forbes magazine, as you know, made it onto, was it number seven, the seventh friendliest city in the country.
John, just out of curiosity, what other cities find themselves in the top 10 for 2012?
The number one city on the list was San Marcos, Texas. In fact, eight of the top 15 fastest growing cities were in the Lone Star State. San Marcos topped the list, followed by South Jordan, Utah, Midland, Texas, Cedar Park, Texas, Clarksville, Tennessee, and then Alpharetta.
All of this sounds quite wonderful and rosy. However, we know with growth, there usually comes pain of some sort. Are they prepared infrastructure-wise?
They're pretty confident. They think that the education, the jobs, and other things are going to keep things moving. I think they're taking it in stride. They know they've had a big boom since 2000, but I think the increase will be gradual. It won't be as big as before, but they feel pretty confident. I don't think they're worried about problems with taxes or any kind of big expenses down the road.
Having more than they can handle in one way or the other.
Right. And this expansion project seems to be probably addressing some of that.
John Lawrence, thank you so much for coming in.
Anytime.
You can hear John Lawrence's original story for WABE News about Alpharetta's growth on our website right now. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.